Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. I'm Brock, and welcome to my fishing spot, your one stop for tips and tricks for successful fishing. And it's all brought to you by Tackle Haven, located on Riverview Drive in Benton Harbor. Here's this week's tip. Here's how a rubber worm and a lighter can help keep you dry. Now, most fishermen know that sometimes to get to the best fishing spots, you got to get off the beaten trail, which means walking through some thick brush and woods that can be pretty unforgiving to your waders. And as most fishermen know, soggy socks or wet pants can make for some unpleasant fishing. Now, this next little tip won't keep you dry forever, but it'll at least get you through the day until you can patch up your waders or boots when you get home. And all you need is a rubber worm and a lighter. Now, let's say you just got done walking through some thick brush and you find a great spot to fish along the river. And right before you start walking into the water, you notice you got some pin-sized holes from some thorns or briars. Here's what you do. You take that lighter and you heat up the end of that rubber worm. Now let it melt a little bit and then gently dab it where the holes are. You're basically making a fisherman's hot glue gun. The plastic from that heated worm will harden in a few seconds and it sticks pretty well. And just like that, you're ready for a nice dry day of fishing. Now again, your rubber worm glue gun isn't gonna last forever, but it'll work in a pinch when you're out in the field. And that is how a rubber worm and a lighter can keep you dry. This has been Brock's Fishing Spot, brought to you by Tackle Haven on Riverview Drive in Benton Harbor. Until next time, keep your beer on ice and your lines in the water.